the newspaper. And then, while the other fella's staring at me, he just goes... He does this. Finishes what he folds it up. Slowly decides to get up while ignoring the man next to him. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'll try and find it for you.
What's the point? Who was filming this?
Why?
People sitting opposite.
Yeah.
Because he obviously, when they started having a Barney, he's gone, hey, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, this would be good. Yeah.
I'll record this. So there it is.
It's a bit like I wish I was rolling on that flight that I went to recently, you know, with the Barney, with the fellow who got ejected.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a great video.
Yeah.
I was on a train once in Spain and sitting on the little table of four thing, and the girl opposite kept coughing.
Mm. Covering her mouth and coughing, or?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Right.
La 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 la. I don't speak Spanish. La 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 la. La 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 la. Yes, la 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 la. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is a 3-hour journey I'm on. You've got to be kidding me. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. And I just went, you got any tissues in your bag? And the girl I was with goes, yeah, just pass me them tissues. So she's passing me the tissues. And literally the next time she went, la 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 la, I just literally stood up, reached across the table, I went, and plonked them down in front of her. I went, you're welcome.
She goes, did you?
Oh, thank you. Weirdly, kind of cured her.
Yeah. Oh, it was the shock, probably.
Yeah.
It's like hiccups.
So then I reached over and grabbed her paper.
Yeah, and wouldn't let her out.
As punishment, and I wouldn't let her out.
Yeah.
What you want to do is be sat opposite Dominic on a train.
Why?
And when...
You laugh at my sleep.
Yeah, when, I definitely was yesterday.
When he orders a can of Guinness, when he's not looking...
I don't do an every train ride, it's worth saying. I'm not an alcoholic.
You can't eat on trains, can you?
I can't what?
You eat. You spill your food and stuff.
I don't spill my food.
Drink.
You should shake up the can of Guinness and then watch Dominic try and drink it like a fountain. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Well, they shake it up for fun backstage in the train preparation drink area, I think, and just to watch people have this fountain of drink.
Do you not know that Dave shook that tin up?
Did he?
He just said...
You didn't shake it up.
When you weren't looking.
No, you didn't. Did you? Did you?
Well, I had to... It was
no,
long,
you didn't.
Long
you didn't.
Train trip.
Because I think I bought it straight off the trolley. You didn't.
You know when you were paying?
Yeah.
Sorry, how much
is
that?
No, you didn't. I would have seen. You weren't doing that.
I looked like one of those cocktail waiters.
Yeah, no, you weren't doing that.
It was magic in the beans. Mm.
But it happened twice, didn't it?
Yeah.
And the woman next to us gave me some tissues the first time.
And then
and
just
felt
laughed.
Sorry for me. Second
and
time, didn't want to know.
Second time.
Yeah. It's not cool to drink beer on trains, by the way.
It's what?
It's not cool to drink beer on trains. And I, you know.
Yeah, it's only on long journeys you do.
Very long journey. It was like a 4-hour train ride we were going
to. Not just like going home.
No. It's not a 25-minute trip
day.
Home at lunchtime. Oh. Anybody any lager
and
beer?
And then you wonder why you fall asleep and miss your stop.
Yeah.
Remember that time I was on the train back from Leeds and there was a load of QPR fans on? And I've got my ticket. I've got a first-class ticket for the train. It's brilliant. And one of those kind of weekend upgrade tickets.
Yeah, 10 or 15 quid, isn't
Something
it?
Something like that, yeah. Well, that'll do me. So I finished the game at Anna Road and me and my dad went to the game. He drops me off at the station. I leg it for the train. Phew, just get there. Sit in the corner. Next thing I hear is... Do us a favour, baseball cap on, put my head down. Try and not get noticed. About Peterborough. These QPR fans are now very, very rowdy. Very rowdy. And then one of them goes to Lou and sees me and then goes, literally to the entire carriage, it's Moylesy! Chris Moyles! And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me, dude. I'm like, all right, thanks, dude. Mosey, what are you doing? Keep my head down, son. Mm. All right? Just reading my magazine.
I don't want any bother.
Ooh, Mosey, one Terry Wogan. Yeah, you know we beat you today, actually. Yeah, rubbish. Anyway, then they get bored, and one of them found the intercom for the... Bing bong.
No.
The next station is... And they had loads of fun.
Did they?
It does sound like fun, though.
Yeah. So I'm sitting, minding my own business at the end of the carriage, right, in the seat, at the window, baseball cap on, trying to get my head down.